Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints happy cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody, welcome to a very special edition of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. Andrew, we donated to Sean Payton's charity. We tricked him into doing the open for us, insulting us. We have doubled down on this philosophy. We got the one, the only, Mina Kimes, host of the number one podcast in America.
The but Mina Kimes show. Can she claim top 10 in Malta, though?
Can you, Mina?
I don't think I'm anywhere close to that in any category. So, it's always good to start with a lie, I suppose.
Well, we are in top 10. They have one guy in Malta. He listens to all our podcasts multiple times. We asked him to do it. He got us in the top 10. But Mina is joining us today because we...
Malta. Like Malta. The country Malta.
Malta.
I thought you were just saying like multi, but you had a weird accent. Okay. I was like, no, general interest? Definitely not. Sports? Maybe. But, okay, Malta. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked at the rankings lately.
We are. So, but Mina is joining us because we agreed to donate $400 with the help of Armchair to the West Seattle Food Bank. And we would ask you guys, if you're able to donate because it is a very critical time. Lots of people around this country are struggling to find meals, and food banks everywhere are crunched and need the support you can give them. So if you can donate, please do. Mina, the first question I want to ask you is, on our big show Sunday, we asked people how they were doing 60 days into quarantining, and we asked them to describe their physical quarantine appearance by a current or former Saints cornerback. So I'm going to ask you the same questions, but you are a Seahawks fan, so if you could describe your current quarantine state using a current or former Seahawks defensive back, who would you choose?
Trying to think of one that Saints fans would know so that, you know, I can, which is, by the way, not an easy task these days with the Seattle secondary compared to years past. I'll go with Shaq Griffin. He always looks to be in a good mood, and I'm in pretty high spirits. I will add, by the way, just want to make a specific request, and I know this is pandering, but if you do donate to the Seattle Food Bank, please donate $28.30.
Yes!
Screenshot it and send it to my friend Charles McDonald, who's a notorious Falcons fan.
I see what you did there.
Mina, that is a great idea. And anybody that does that, do it to us, and I will make sure you get awesome swag.
Mina knows how to play to her audience. Does. She's right to the straight to the heart of Saints fans right there.
Doing my best.
Well, Mina, what I'm curious about is we're still waiting on the Seahawks defensive back.
No, she
gave
Shaq
it to Griffin.
Me. Shaq Griffin.
Oh, Griffin. I'm sorry, you said that. Okay. All right. So Ralph and I, we do this in our parents' basement. Not really, but we are completely at, I'm completely at the mercy of whatever state Comcast is in that day. So I live with this fear of impending doom whenever you do these shows. And actually, when we get great guests like you on, it's more stressful because I just, you know, like, for example, I upgraded a router a couple weeks ago to double the bandwidth of my Wi-Fi, and it immediately got worse. So the perils of home internet, you know. I'm just curious, now you're kind of in our boat, and or you're at least working from home some of the time. How does it feel to be at the mercy of potentially bad audio?
Those are great questions. I have a ESPN router, like a Wi-Fi. I don't know how it works, but basically it means that I can use Ethernet when we're doing, we start doing our TV hits from home and then we reroute them through Bristol, but the internet has to be blazing fast. And I found that that's helped a lot. So now I'm in pretty good shape. Early on, it was a little dicey. I will admit that, but doing good now.
So we need our patrons to donate.
Patrons to donate. They need to donate. We need 1,000 people to donate $10 a month so I can quit my SEO job and just blog from my boxers every full time. But Mina, the Seahawks and the Saints fans are probably two of the fan bases that believe most that their noise makes a huge difference, right? So if we have empty stadiums this year, if both teams win big, does it shatter everything we've come to believe about what being a Seahawks and a Saints fan really is?
I would throw Kansas City into the mix there. Yeah. I actually think Seattle was better on the road last year. Drew Brees and Russell Wilson have a lot in common. The diminutive stature, of course, being underrated, perhaps. But Russell's been, unlike Drew, he's been pretty good on the road in as the season goes on. Now I alienated the Saints fans that I was pandering to early on. I realized
that.
Yeah,
they did. They're gonna tweet stats at you all night.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm probably wrong. I haven't looked at that lately. But my point is just that Seattle's actually that advantage has waned recently.
It's true. Mina, you mentioned stats, or Ralph mentioned stats. One of you did. I love your show, by the way. I listened recently to your podcasts with the Ravens manager of player evaluations and analytics. And, you know, I got a lot out of that. That was incredible. And I know you're really into the X's and O's. The Saints are kind of unique. So I wanted to get your take on this and just see, as a national media member, how this feels. Because they're different from everyone else, and they kind of have this salary cap strategy where they do voidable years inside of voidable years inside of an Easter egg. And, you know, the Saints kind of operate their cap and their lifestyle choice of always trading up in the draft very different from everyone else. So yes. How do you feel about the Saints and how they operate?
I would compare, who's the guy who started Firefest? Billy McFarland, is that his name? Yeah. So for a while I would say that would be the analogy, but then you guys had arguably one of the best 2-year drafting stretches in the last decade, I would say.
Yeah.
And that goes a long way towards alleviating cap issues when you draft well. So you kind of drafted your way out of it in some ways. I would say that is the status of the team now. If you didn't have those good drafts, it'd be pretty dicey. But right now, it's not that bad.
No.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And you know, before we get to the contract situation, I want to say your description of Sean Payton as the number one shit poster in the NFL was just...
I love Sean Payton. I want to say, by the way, he recently followed me on Twitter. I have no idea why. So now I'm scared to say anything negative about him. So I love him.
We're going to do a bracket in the summer, Mina, of his most petty moments. And the list is long, right?
I did Rams preseason this year, and Siciliano told me the prior preseason, Peyton like was throwing challenges during the preseason or something, and like it was just incredible stuff.
We have an existential crisis, Mina, that maybe you can help us with.
Okay.
Sean Payton liked a tweet of ours during the first round of the NFL draft. Should we be incredibly psyched or terrified?
What was the tweet?
It was something about, it was after he did this open for us, and we said that he missed his calling as an actor.
Oh, so it was like a nice tweet. So
but
like,
my point is, but it's during the first round. So the fact that he was looking at Twitter and liking a tweet during the first round of the draft, is that a bad sign?
First round is like the chillest round of the draft for teams. I mean, he's not the GM. And I guess I'm trying to think about the Saints, their first round in particular. I remember hearing when you guys picked 26.
Yeah.
24.
There was some noise about some of the teams that were picking later having interest in Ruiz. So I guess maybe, he could have been busy with that, but seems like they kind of went into the draft knowing what they wanted to do there.
Have you ever heard of a team after the draft, Mina, basically bragging that, we tried to trade up in the third round to get Bond, and we were going to give up way more than we ended up giving up. And it just worked out for us. Like, have you ever heard a team publicly admit that?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Teams after the draft love to pretend they got incredible value, right? Or that they were going to take the guy earlier. So I actually think I have heard that. Like, we would have given up way more.
Yeah.
Did you trade up for Troutman too?
Yes. They pulled the mini Ditka, Mina. They traded away every last pick they had. We had to do
it. I love him as a player, and I drafted him in Dynasty, and I think he's going to be a monster, but the Saints are just such a wild team.
Man,
I think that's a pretty standard post-draft, we loved him so much kind of thing.
So the big argument in analytics, it's not really an argument. Analytics Twitter is like, you don't pay running backs. You draft them, then you use them up, and you get another one. So should the Saints pay Alvin Kamara a big contract extension before 2020?
No. Sorry. I would like them to keep him, but you said big, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm respecting the question.
I mean, he's probably looking at McCaffrey. I mean, that's what he's going to want. Yeah, on an open market, he might get that, right? If he's a free agent.
Sure. There are always teams out there,
Yeah.
I would not do it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm hearing, Mina, inside the Saints building that they're expecting to play at least most, if not all, this season without fans. Mm. Are you hearing the same thing from just obviously you're way more plugged in than I am. Are you hearing similar things?
There's no one inside the Saints building right now, so I'm questioning your sources.
Good point. I may have just made that up.
the Saints, again, cutting to how wild this team is, they're not doing an offseason, right? Which is
they're not.
Incredible flex. I think right now, and this is, every sport's a little bit different, but just with the calendar, I think right now the NFL seems to feel pretty good about the season happening, but also believes there will not be fans. Hmm.
It drives Saints fans crazy, Mina, that Aaron Rodgers is perceived by the national media as better and more accomplished quarterback than Drew Brees. Are we right to feel angry, slighted, and bitter about that?
I think that Aaron Rodgers at his peak was better than Drew Brees at his peak. I think Drew Brees is better now. How's that?
There you go.
Who has the better resume for the Hall of Fame?
Oh, geez. I actually have not looked at that particular question critically because I just assume they're both surefire, obvious first ballot Hall of Famers.
Yeah,
so it's not like a debate topic for us.
Fair enough. All right, the Saints added Emmanuel Sanders this offseason. Fans are – it's been this big thing in New Orleans about receivers not named Michael Thomas. So – Sanders is a huge addition for fans and just their morale. With this addition, where do you rank the Saints offense right now? How do you feel about the Saints offense?
Okay, so I don't have like a ranking in front of me. I was recently asked so whether they'd be better than the Bucs offense, which I think is an interesting question. Two arguably of the best offenses in football, certainly in the NFC. And I picked the Saints, even though in some ways the Bucs depth chart is scarier, right? Top to bottom, for a couple of reasons. One, I just think the continuity factor cannot be underestimated this offseason. Like I said, the Saints are flexing so hard they're not even having an offseason. I just think this, more than any other season in the history of the NFL, to have a Hall of Fame quarterback who's mind melded with his shit poster of a coach is a tremendous advantage. And I'm, again, tremendous, huge Peyton fan, huge fan of everything he does. So there's that. I think also that continuity on the offensive line. We, you know, whenever we talk about offenses, we just think about the skill players, and right? And yeah. I do think Sanders is a helpful addition. I think Adam Trautman, who I mentioned, also will be an interesting addition. But to me, the offensive line is probably the difference between these two teams. I thought the Ruiz pick was fascinating, letting go of Warford. I'll be curious to see what they end up doing with him and McCoy, but that line is just better than the Bucs, even with the additions they've made, and I think you can't underrate that.
Getting to the Bucs, they have Brady, they have Gronk. You just said that it's a huge advantage for the Saints. Do you think the restrictions with the coronavirus will impede Tampa in a way that is going to be very significant, at least early on in the year?
Early, yeah. You guys are playing in the opener, right?
Yes.
Yep.
That's probably the big game. Yeah. Is that in New Orleans?
It is in New Orleans. Tampa?
New Orleans.
Might have to be Tampa the way things are going. You saw Florida is like
down
for whatever.
Like, come on down. Let's do it.
But, yeah, I think in the early part of the season, it is going to be a issue. You know, Brady values these off seasons so much in terms of, like, getting on the exact precise same page with his weapons. And I think not having that is going to be pretty big for them. As the season progresses, it could get a little bit different. I mean, that's the other thing with Brees. As we've seen, now I'm worried about alienating all the fans that I brought in, but you guys have seen how these seasons have been ending. So I think that's a reason. I'm trying to put this in really gentle terms, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, this podcast is built on jokes, poor audio, and people wanting our crew to Taysom Cup and supporting the show. Where do you fall in the Taysom Hill will be a viable starting quarterback in 2021 when Drew Brees retires?
I think Taysom Hill is an incredibly useful football player. I think the analytics bear that out. I do not think he is going to be the Saints starting quarterback in 2021.
Do you think he'll get a crack at it?
He had the chance. Drew Brees was out for six games, right? Six? Like, come on. And don't give me that whole, like, oh, well, the system. And come on. You see what the Ravens did with Lamar Jackson? You don't think Sean Payton can do that? Give me a break.
Well,
that's fair, but my only response to that would be that at that stage, of the season at the beginning, things were different than they are now. Because if you watch that Vikings game, Mina, it was Taysom touched the ball on 8 plays, and it was 47% of the offensive yardage.
The fact that Drew Brees was bad in that game and Taysom Hill was effective, like, for what, how many touches? Like,
8.
Yeah.
Is not a counter to the fact that Sean Payton did not start him as your quarterback for 6 full games.
It's true.
He's also almost my age. Like, come on.
No, the
and again, I'm not a Taysom Hill hater. Did you hear what I said at the beginning?
No, it's
I think
true.
He's I didn't hate the contract. I think he's totally useful. I just don't think he's your starting quarterback.
And you think that's solely based on the Saints didn't go to him when they could have.
That, and he is what, 31, 32 now?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. 30, 31, yeah.
He'll that would be the other piece of evidence. Yeah, also, I in the very limited snaps, like, he hasn't shown that much as a quarterback.
Well, the thing is, Mina, he's to most Saints fans, he's like an unused number one pick. He's perfect.
So weird.
He was one
so
for one in the playoff
this.
Game, and we've never
this
seen him go.
This is why people hate him, honestly, and it's not his fault at all.
They do. No.
I don't. I'm a Taysom supporter.
Do you think people will like him more now that he'll be eligible in fantasy to be used more?
Maybe. If he doesn't let them down. People really turn against players who, like, there was a big Sammy Watkins piece. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah.
And it's pretty wild. But I was like, man, people really hate Sammy Watkins. Like, a lot of anger. And then I was like, remembered, oh, right, it's because of fantasy. You know, he's let a lot of people down.
Well, I want to hear about when you let people down, Mina. So Ralph on our show, he butchers everyone's name. And he's on a Monday morning TV show in New Orleans where the host, Eric Paulson, basically insults him the entire segment. I'm curious for you, though, like, do you have an embarrassing moment on TV or just covering the NFL to share with us?
Constantly. Okay, here's one. The first time I was on First Take, debating, right? I was making, you have to be like really energetic and sound angry, right? Even if you're not, you gotta really like bring the heat. And I was making some, it was in December, because they call on, I'm like the C team, so it must have been like Christmas or something. And I had to make a point about James Harden, you know, and I don't have a loud voice, so I have to really like bring it, you know.
And you drink like 3 Red Bulls before going.
Well,
on.
I just gotta like speak from my chest, you know, and I scream James Farton instead of James Harden. This is live television, ESPN. So that's one that comes to
mind. Nice. Any chance you could play that off as intentional, though?
Well, yes, if it had been a negative point about James Harden, but it was a positive point.
Oh, yeah, that's in contrast.
So,
yeah.
Then I could have been like, James Harden, that's what I call him, because he blows. But I couldn't do that because I was being positive.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Well, when the Saints signed Jameis Winston, I combined Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill and called them Jameis Hill.
That's going to happen a lot.
It's
going to happen a lot this season.
Before we get you out of here, Mina, we want to do rapid fire. And people, remember, go West Seattle Food Bank. Donate if you can. She's been nice enough to give us time today. Support the food bank. People in America really need it right now. Support the food bank. Support us. Supporting us allows us to do fun things like wrangle Mina Kynes into coming on our show. So rapid fire, Mina. Who has a more punchable face, Peter from The Bachelor or Sean Payton?
Peter from The Bachelor. You know, first of all, you heard what I said about Sean Payton. I'm not going to say anything negative about him. But yeah, Peter, I would probably pick regardless.
Yeah,
I think Sean Payton would love to punch Peter from The Bachelor.
Well, Sean Payton looks like he'd love to punch a lot of people.
Well, true.
Well, here's the thing.
My wife.
We watched The Bachelor. She wanted to murder Peter on like multiple occasions. Like she was throwing things at the TV. And my wife doesn't get upset about anything except the Astros, the Dolphins, and how she looks in clothes. So for her to get up that upset about Peter was really something. Okay, this is just for me because I'm a huge Levitard nerd fan. Is Stugatz real, or is he like an English bannister running like a long con? I have to know.
Oh, he is 1,000% real. Oh, God, what was I texting about today? Everything is you see is what you get. Everyone's like, oh, it's like a character. No. God, what did he text me? Let's see.
I mean, the fact that he brushed his teeth in somebody's park, in somebody's.
I watched that happen. It was Levitard's wedding.
It was. He's smoking a cigarette, changing his clothes.
He's the best, but he is 1,000% who you see.
Okay, so I heard you on, I believe, Levitard say that your mom taught you table tennis, and you are ready to crush any ESPN talent. At it.
Yeah.
Zach Strief said he beat Drew Brees at table tennis, and then 3 days later, Drew Brees demanded a rematch, and Zach Strief was like, Drew Brees practiced and had two different serves that he dropped on me and defeated me. So do you think you could defeat Drew Brees at table tennis?
Yes.
Ooh. You know Drew Brees has a history of he beat Andy Roddick when he was a kid playing tennis.
Is that so?
Yeah, that's a true story.
I did a story on Drew Brees, sort of, a couple of years ago. I don't know.
But, you know, Zach Strief was, like, both mortified and impressed that Drew Brees took time out from preparing for games to practice table tennis so he could defeat Zach
Have
Strief.
You guys been watching this Jordan documentary? These people are psychos. Like, come on, of course.
They are, but, like, I mean, to be like, you know, we're preparing for the Bucks, but I got to break out. I got to watch like 6 YouTube videos on table tennis and like practice it so I can defeat Zach Strief at 10. That is a different level of insane, Mina. Okay, your life depends on scoring a touchdown from the 10-yard line. You get one play, you get one quarterback, and you get one play call. What are you doing?
Russell Wilson read option.
Wow. For 10 yards.
Yeah.
I feel like Saints fans and Seattle fans.
You didn't say in the Chiefs offense. You just said the quarterback, right?
I did. Yeah. He did. Yep.
So I feel like Saints fans and Seahawks fans, even though we have playoff history, we're kind of bonded in that we have the no call. You guys have the Malcolm Butler interception. Do you ever get over it? Because I still think of it like twice a day. Does it ever just go away?
I just tweeted about it today. So the interception. Yeah. The thing is, like with Seattle, and it's not that dissimilar for you. We had just won the year before, so that really eased the blow. Like if we hadn't won, I think I would think about it all the time. But since we had just Seattle just won the Super Bowl, I was able to move on.
Yeah, see, like the Viking stuff for us, the Hail Mary 2-3 years ago, and then this past year, that's tough. But that happened on the field. You know, that was just you got beat on one play, and that was it. The Rams, to me, is so much worse.
Well, mine's bad too because people taunt you with it. Like, no one's taunting you with like a ref, right? And if they do, you're like, yeah, okay. Like,
have you seen Bomani Jones' Twitter feed? That man, like, he's great, and he's.
You can't be a Falcons fan and taunt anyone. And I say this, I'm a Matt Ryan supporter too. I think he's underrated, but.
Well, Bomani would say that he's not a Falcon fan. He's off the narcotic. But final question, and then we'll let you get out of here. Mina, you've given us all the time in the world. We appreciate it. Your last meal and your last drink, what would they be?
Oh, boy. 20-piece chicken nuggets. And
from where?
McDonald's.
Oh.
And trying to think of what I would have to drink. I feel like you'd probably want a beer with that. I guess a beer. I've been drinking a lot of beer lately.
I think we all have.
Any specific kind?
Dude, it's so shameful.
Bud Light?
I do. Worse. I truly F with Bud Light, which people hate as a take generally. I'm like, what? It's so drinkable. But a little story. So I don't know if you order groceries, right? And you do an Instacart where they end up replacing a lot of the stuff.
Yep.
And you're like, I'm not going to question this.
It's kind of like potluck. You just
right. You're like, well, I ordered a tangerine and this is a tomato, but I guess I'll just eat it, right? Someone replaced, what did I order? Some kind of beer, I forget. And the Instacart guy replaced it with something called Blue Moon Light Sky.
Oof.
It's like a light version of Blue Moon. I don't know, whatever. Point is, it is delicious.
You preferred it to your actual order.
It honestly, it's just like water, but like it just goes down so easily. So
I have to say, I have a 4-year-old, so at the end of the day, when he's calmed down and we're outside, Carbach Cherry Limeade is just the most drinkable thing in the world. I said that was the last question, but I have one request, Mina.
95 calories, Blue Moon Light Sky. Blue Moon, if you're listening, I know you're not. Sponsor me.
Mina, Bill Belichick, I read a book on him, and the only time his father ever got mad at him was when he went to New Orleans unannounced and did something bad on Bourbon Street. If you ever interview Bill Belichick, ask him what he did on Bourbon Street to make his father mad. I want to know that so badly.
Sure. Okay. I feel like you could have messaged that one to me, but I got you. I'll definitely waste one of my questions on that if I'm in front of Bill Belichick.
I just feel like maybe he'll open up and he'll be like, I went to Big Daddy's and it got crazy. It was 1970 and we got nuts.
I'm sure. Right. I'm sure
that
he's
sounds like the kind of
deliver.
Thing he would love. Yes. He would light up.
Well, yeah. If you could combine it with a punning question, he might answer it.
That's true. The only way to make Bill Belichick light up is to, I bet, ask him about Taysom Hill or something. I bet he would like
no,
that.
No, you ask him about Thomas Morstead and he literally talked for 6 minutes uninterrupted.
He has a man crush on Thomas Morstead.
Yeah, that's his bit.
We had Thomas Morstead on this show, and we asked him if he was aware of Bill Belichick's crush on him, and he confirmed that he's aware of it.
That makes sense.
So thank you, Mina Kynes, for giving us the time today. Guys, West Seattle Food Bank, go there, donate $28.03, screenshot it to Mina Kynes, and who was it, Charles McDonald? As a joke, screenshot it to me, send it to me, and you will get swag courtesy of us. Mina Kynes, it's been a pleasure. We can't thank you enough for giving us time.
No problem, guys.
Thank you, Mina.
No problem. Have a great day.
You too.